Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
That's what I would go on if after you have your final people, you're looking at, chemistry, character traits.
Okay, well, so we'll see which person she has the most chemistry with.
Basically, are you going to laugh at my jokes?
Yeah, that's what she's telling him. You're going to have to nod and smile.
Lot.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. In for Vince Petrano, here's Eric Bilstad.
And a good Monday morning to you, Eric Bilstad, Amy Taylor too.
Remember that?
It's good to see you.
It's nice to see you too. I actually was asked to fill in.
Yeah.
And I have a bit of an allergy to doing mornings since I did them for
I remember,
25 years. And I was like, I get to work with Bilstad, I'll do it.
Oh, you're doing it just for me?
Yeah, truly. Well, I was excited to work with you. So.
Well, it's great to see you.
Yeah,
it is great to see you. Debbie Lasga is here. Greg Pancake Hill as well. And Adam Roberts is in our newsroom. A couple of stories, Amy, that we're following today. Hurricane Debbie is supposed to hit the bend on the Gulf side there of Florida today. And it's going to be there a while, it sounds like. So it's lashing the Gulf Coast right now. It's going to hit as far south as Fort Myers, but it's the northern Big Bend area of the state, if you will. And their biggest concern is that it's going to bring 20 inches of rain. This one's going to just kind of sit and dump. It's not necessarily going to dissipate, if you will.
Yeah, well, in some ways that could be worse. Just the lingering can be really bad with the flooding, potential for flooding and the destruction that brings the rain.
And then you always have this too. And I always roll my eyes when I hear this, but
they're calling it a 500 to 1,000 year storm.
I feel like we always have these
really
100 year, 500 year storms.
Those are happening with increasing frequency.
Every other month, storms.
It feels like it.
Yeah. So we have that situation that we're keeping our eye on. Then we have what's happening with the markets. Very curious to see how things go at 8:30 this morning when Wall Street opens up. Japan's Nikkei, their stock market dropped 12% overnight.
Biggest drop in history?
Since 1987. Since Black Monday, they called it. That was 1987 when it dropped nearly 15%. So the latest bout of sell-offs jolting the world markets, of course. This has to do with some of the job reports from Friday, where U.S. employers slowed much more than they expected as far as hiring goes.
Yes, and this is kind of the word of the day is now vibe session. The vibes are not good based on some of these employment reports, which are not as strong as they were, which they were historically high.
What's crazy is I just spent the last week doing road tripping and vacationing with my family, and there are people everywhere out spending money.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it? I mean, it's it's interesting. If you don't read or listen to the news, when people are contextualizing these minute moves, not into case of Japanese market, but in terms of the labor report, you go out there and you're like, wow, people are really bullish on the economy because they're out spending money. Yeah, they're out vacationing.
Right.
They're buying things. If you go into retail stores, you'll see, there's so much product out there now. It's the shelves are full and it's the retailers are anticipating a big season.
We're keeping our eye on the markets. We'll get you an update on that throughout the morning. It is 6:15. What's wrong with the Brewers? Pancake will explain next.
Now, time for a sports update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Greg Hill.
Going through it right now. That is the consensus around the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. Brewers down 1-0 in the sixth of the Nationals in D.C. Bases are loaded and
Milner's pitch. And this is lined into left. Coming in is Cheerio. Diving attempt. It gets under his glove. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. And the Nats are off to the races. One run is in. Two runs are in. Here comes the third run to the plate. And the throw is offline. And James Wood, with a bases-clearing triple, has given the Nationals a 4-0 lead.
Yeah, so Cheerio sells out on the catch. Pat Murphy, he's all right with it.
He made the decision to die for it. I'm happy that he did. That's the aggressive play that, we would have been disappointed if he didn't, So the fact that it got by him and all that, it's all part of his youth. But, I got no qualms with it.
Gary Sanchez would put up a two-run blast in the eighth. 444 feet, by the way, according to StatCast. What a bomb. But it wouldn't be enough. Brewers fall to the Nationals 4-3. Now they have a 5.5-game lead on St. Louis and the lead for the division. They are off today. The Brewers, that is. Mm-hmm. Well, you know we're going to keep an eye on that division lead. Not saying we're concerned, but it's 5.5. And by there's like 7 weeks left of the season.
Cubs did him a big favor this weekend.
Thank goodness for once. Jeez. They head to Atlanta to take on the Braves tomorrow. Packers family night is in the books. A packed house, fireworks, near interception, Romeo Doubs touchdowns. It had it all, but the coolest moment came from someone not wearing a Packers uniform at all, but a Waupun Youth Football Program uniform. Yes, the program had a scrimmage on Lambeau Field before family night began, which is pretty sweet. Like, having that opportunity as a Pee Wee football player to play on the grounds of Lambeau, had a scrimmage. So apparently they were out there during practice, and there were some players kind of fielding drills with the rest of the team. Trace Ramirez was catching punts out of the jugs machine. When I say jugs machine, do you know what that is? That thing that just launches balls in the air, right? So he catches one ball. Okay, cool. That's pretty good, right? It's pee-wee football player. Catches a second ball. Has two... holding one other ball, now holding on to two footballs, catches the third ball while also holding the two. But it was crazy. They just Jaden Reed and everyone swarmed him. It was the coolest moment, a moment that kid will never, ever forget. And finally, an Olympics check-in. Count of 71 medals altogether for the United States, 19 golds and counting. Happening literally right now.
All right, so this is happening right now, this second.
This is happening right now, this second.
Live from Paris, right now as we speak.
Yes.
Okay, so heads up.
Your last
right now.
Right now.
You can tune out, but only for a second.
Thanks, Amy.
kidding.
Turn Greg off if you want.
There is women's balance beam in gymnastics. This is the last chance to see Suni Lee or Simone Biles in the Olympics in Paris this year. Simone literally just got off the beam, and they're waiting for her score, and we're looking up, and we're looking up,
now,
and we're looking up.
But she didn't have a great routine.
She fell off the beam.
When you say she got off the beam, you mean she got off the beam.
Well, eventually, her dismount was awesome. It was great. She fell off.
That's okay.
So
that's all right.
They're
that's
all looking, and so far not in the top three.
Degree of difficulty? Maybe degree of difficulty?
Yeah, you're hoping. Again, the dismount was crazy. She has one more competitor after us, and this will wrap it up. But again, we're waiting for Simone's score, unless I missed it.
What, can you see her face?
Yeah, she looks antsy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's also all right, it's 6:20. We gotta go live to Paris.
We got stuff to do.
We'll
gotta
do
move
that
on.
Next. All right. Wisconsin's Morning News, Amy Taylor along with Eric Bilstead. Vince is off. So this is happening right now overseas. Right now, I just want to, you know, this is sometimes people are strange about this, about when they want to hear about Olympic stuff. But this is happening as we speak, Amy.
This is live, happening now in Paris.
With the most famous of all Olympians, Simone Biles. So let's go live to Paris. If you want to wait, I'm sorry.
You're about to hear big breaking news from Paris.
Inés de la Cotera is there. She's watching as it's happening. It's the beam routine, right, Inés?
That's right. So, major spoiler alert, Simone did not make the podium. She fell off the beam. I know, it's rough. Unbelievable. She fell off the beam. So, you know, that happens. It's gymnastics. Anything could happen. And just not a great day for her or for Suni Lee, who also fell off the beam. So, not the best day for Team USA today. But, you know, they're amazing. They can't win them all. Suni Lee won bronze over the weekend in the uneven bars. Simone has won three golds this Olympics with the individual all around, the team all around, and the vault. So she's doing fine. But yes, a bit of a bummer this morning.
So Simone has something left yet, though. She can still redeem herself.
They still got floor?
That's right. They still have floor today. And today is the last day of gymnastics. So I'm sad. I'm sad that it's over. It feels like it's flying by. But yes, today is the last day of gymnastics. They do have the floor final later today.
So going to track, Noah Lyles, this is the most amazing thing I've ever read. I saw here, Inés, that Noah Lyles never led the 100-meter race until the last stride of the race. One of the closest in history.
It's insane. And we're calling it a come from behind finish, but I mean, it was so close that I don't even know if you could call it that, but yes, it was, so he did win gold in the 100 meter final. And it was, I mean, he won by just fractions of a second. If you look at the pictures from the finish line, it is so unbelievably close. I think it was, he led by thousands of a second. I don't even know how they calculate that, but yes, incredible. And it is the first time in 20 years that an American has won that event.
Well, Inez, it was incredible because if you look at the foot going, the other American looked like he actually won it. Is that right? And then, but the rule is the torso has to go across first. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so we have Fred Curley, who did win bronze, who does appear to be kind of, yeah, like you say, that I guess the torso has to go first for them to be in first position. And so that's why Noah Lyles got the gold. And then Fred Curley got the bronze. But yes, who Team USA in that event?
So he still, Inez, has the 200 meter to do, the Noah Lyles, and that's his better race, I think. I think he enjoys that one more.
That's right, yeah. So we'll be seeing him again, and we will be seeing Sha'Carri Richardson again as well. So she got a silver this weekend. She, in the same event, so the 100-meter dash, but on the women's side, we were expecting her to win the gold, and she was kind of stunned by the athlete from St. Lucia. So that was, exciting to watch. Bit of a disappointment. Still amazing that she got silver, but she was favored to win the gold. But she is also competing again on Thursday. So we still have, that'll be exciting. Two of our biggest stars there competing again. They have one more chance to win a medal.
ABC's Inez de la Decatera in Paris. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Well,
I think with USA Gymnastics with the women, I mean, maybe they're tired. I don't know.
Well, they're not perfect, right?
No, they're human beings, yeah. Right? And there was a lot of controversy with Simone Biles, too, with her. She was on social media a lot saying, you know, stop clapping back at me. Leave me alone about my photo with my husband wearing
with the
gold medal.
Yeah, whatever.
And then Sha'Carri Richardson didn't show up for her post-win press conference.
That's right.
And so Simone was defending her, saying, you know, you need to leave the athletes alone a little bit.
Yep. Well, I think there's something to that. She's got one more apparatus, the flow routine, coming up here later today. So the Brewers are going to win a series again, right? That story coming up at 6:45. All right. So we are going to win. So I spilled some coffee.
Yeah, stop laughing.
And Amy is concerned that I might, something might
are
actually.
Are we going to blow up? Are we getting electrocuted?
No, it's good.
No, I'm
it's
serious. There that was very, not how I want to go.
I did spill some coffee.
It's all over the boards.
Don't say it's all over the board. You're going to give the engineers this. It's all in one. It's contained.
It's not on the boards.
It's contained. Everything is fine, Mom.
Everything is fine.
All right, so now
I am out of here. Bye.
She comes in for one segment. Now she's out. So Amy Taylor is in for Vince. Vince is out today. I'm back from taking off last week. Greg Pancake Hill has our sports, and Debbie Lasga, of course, has the roads today. And there's a lot of things we're trying to get to.
We are restoring order here.
Yes, we are trying to restore order. This is also State Fair Week, so there's a lot going on with State Fair. So
which we'll are excited to find out exactly what's going on in State
yes.
Fair.
Yes. And one of the stories that we're following very closely today is whether or not a running mate will be selected by the vice president. Vice President Kamala Harris is expected to campaign with her running mate as soon as tomorrow. So you would anticipate that something could be done today as far as some
yes,
type of
and
leak
I,
or announced.
I was excited. We know she was meeting all weekend with her contenders, Tim Walz.
What do you ask? What do you, if you're meeting and interviewing a potential candidate,
how do you react to a cup of spilled coffee?
So do they ask also, like, what are your faults?
What are your faults?
Do you care too much?
Is that what you ask interview candidates when you, I mean, you used to be a manager.
That wasn't what I would ask.
What did you ask?
Well, for news purposes, I would ask what stories do you find important? What stories would you want to tell? How do you consume news? Like I go that route. I don't. Tell me three things that you'd like to get better at.
You're not going in like personal character traits. That's what I would go on. After you have your final people, you're looking at, you know, chemistry, character traits.
Okay. Well, so we'll see which person she has the most chemistry with.
Basically, are you going to laugh at my jokes?
yeah, that's what she's telling him. You're going to have to nod and smile.
Nod and smile a lot.
6:39. The Wisconsin State Fair is underway. And joining us on the WDTMJ hotline, Christy Chuckle of your Wisconsin State Fair. Hi, Ms. Chuckle.
Good morning.
So what is today? Every day, sometimes there's a theme, there's a celebration. What is it on Monday, August 5th at the fair?
So today we don't have an admission deal, but we have a lot of really cool things going on at the fair. And my favorite is, we've been doing this for a few years now, but sensory-friendly morning in Spin City. So on Monday, for the last few years, from 11 till 1, we turn down the lights, turn down the sounds in Spin City, just so that hopefully those who have sensory issues or concerns can come enjoy Spin City. So that's my favorite part of today. Cool. I think it's an amazing thing that we do. We also have our Ferris of the Fairs reunion today. I don't know if you guys have talked to Kelsey, our Ferris of the Fairs, but she's wonderful. And there'll be all these Ferris of the Fairs from all over the state at the fair park today, walking around, experiencing the fair.
And they all get along.
You may see them. I think they all get along. I hope they all get along. Yeah,
is that slightly sexist?
Why would that be sexist? But
are you saying the Ferris of the Fair, like they're like the women are like all catfighting, or let's bring up the cat thing?
They're competitors.
Come on, put them up.
So, fun fact: males can try out for Ferris of the Fair, never had one at the Wisconsin State Fair. But there have been county fairs of the fairs who are males. So, yeah, you know, you never know. But I think they get along just fine.
All right, fine.
I guess I've been served. I wanted to ask about the Canine Sports Arena. This looked really appealing to me, actually. Lots of dog stuff going on. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. I mean, if you've never been there, it's a blast. They just, every day there's different shows. They do the diving. They do the tricks. It's like the stuff, if you watch that on TV, they're there in that Canine Sports Arena tent, which is kind of on the south side there, and it's a lot of fun, too. Today is the day, too. I feel like it's Monday. It's not as crowded. I love that people can come in and walk around and experience a lot of the things that maybe, you know, on the weekend it's tough to get into. Our Cirque show is amazing this year. It's back for the second year, and I heard it's awesome. I have not seen it yet, so today is my day to do that. There's three of those. And we have Champions Challenge events in the Coliseum today at 11, 3, and 6, and those are fun as well.
And a reminder for those wondering, obviously there's some rain that potentially could be in the forecast today. Christy, what is there? Can you bring an umbrella in? What are the rules?
Great question. We do not allow the giant golf stick umbrellas. If you are bringing an umbrella, you can bring in the small collapsible ones. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Not to the main stage, though. We don't allow those in the main stage.
So no umbrellas in the main stage, but you can bring a collapsible onto the grounds.
Yes.
Perfect.
And of course, you know, we have lots of buildings. We always remind people might sprinkle today, but buildings and vendors have pavilions, and there's lots of places to get out in the rain.
The Wisconsin State Fair is Christy Chuckle. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sports in a minute at 6:46.
Now, time for a sports update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Greg Hill.
All right, wellness check on the Milwaukee Brewers. Manager Pat Murphy.
Going through it, man.
All right, hold on 1 second. What was that, Pat?
Going through it, man.
Yeah, I'd say so. That about sums it up. As for yesterday's series finale against the Nationals.
Milner's pitch. And this is lined into left. Coming in is Chirio. Diving attempt. It gets under his glove. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. And the Nats are off to the races. One run is in. Two runs are in. Here comes the third run to the plate. And the throw is offline. And James Wood, with a bases-clearing triple, has given the Nationals a 4-0 lead.
See, the problem with the bases clearing triple is the bases have to be loaded in order for them to clear, which did not spell well for the Brewers. Also, Pat has no excuses for the tough stretch for the crew.
We can make all the excuses you want with injuries and inexperience, but every team goes through it, and we're going through it. And we've been going through it.
Yeah, indeed. Brewers 4-6 in their last 10. They're off today following the 4-3 loss to the Nationals yesterday. They head out to Atlanta to take on the Braves on Tuesday. An Olympic check-in, 19 gold, 71 medals overall for the United States. And we've got Olympic news now.
Like breaking news.
Breaking
from
news.
From the Olympics.
So I will give you 3-2. One women's balance beam that includes Suni Lee and Simone Biles. I'm going to spoil it. Neither of them meddled. Oh, they both, in fact, fell off the beam, which is just heartbreaking because you can see it and you can see their face like, I can't come back. I have to finish my routine, but I can't come back from this. Tough outing. However,
they went for it. They went for
it. Of course, and you have to. Right? And again, by the way, Simone, 3 golds. I'm not trying to say like, ah, you're fine. Just roll a pull up. You can't tell an athlete that. They won't hear
it. Right.
But 3 gold medals already for Simone Biles. And by the way, still back in action later today, the women's floor routine that starts just before 7:30 this morning. Men's gymnastics high bar going on right now. And let me tell you, this poor Chinese competitor was out there and he flipped and he fell. And you know when they fall from the high bar, your only reaction is, oh! It's just like, oh my gosh. Like, yeah. I watch it with such anxiety and he fell twice and it just felt so bad. But men's gymnastics high bar going on right
And then
now.
You rewound it and watched it
and
again.
And watched it again and again. But yeah, but again, it's so alarming too because at the height they're going at and then they just slip and you see the bar go off. Yeah, it's just tough to watch.
6:50. Eric in for Vince. Amy Taylor is here as well. So one of the stories we're following overseas is fears over a possible recession in the U.S. is starting to reverberate throughout the global markets. Japan's Nikkei had its worst day since 1987, dropping more than 12%.
From Japan, South Korea to Taiwan, Asian shares are deeply in the red as they take their cue from Wall Street. Investors are concerned that a long-running jobs boom in the U.S. might be coming to an end. The torrent of selling triggered circuit breakers in some exchanges across the region. For Japan, last week's rate hike is another cause of the sell-off. It's made stocks in Tokyo more expensive for foreign investors.
So that's the BBC's Nico Oi there. She's reporting about the more than 12% sell-off, the worst since 87. That was dubbed Black Monday back then. And what does it mean for us? Well, stock futures for here in the U.S. fell more than 2% at one point. Obviously, we're an hour and a half away from the bell, but everything in the red at the moment as we kind of see what happens here.
Right. All in light of the also the election coming up, that this whole idea of Americans being really grumpy about inflation right now and the job market report. I mean, the economy gained just 114,000 jobs last month, but you have to keep in mind that it was 179,000 in May. 216,000, sure. You know, in May and June. So it's pretty good, but this downshift has got people very, very much alarmed in Japan.
Right, yes.
Globally.
And it's starting to show some ripple effects, so we'll see what happens here. Speaking of money, I don't know if you saw this story, Amy. I didn't realize that this was a thing. Bride and groom have left a family member taken aback after sharing their decision to send a "you are not invited" card. And this has to do with money. It has to do with budgets. Why is that funny?
You think they're saying you're not invited, but you still need to send a gift?
See, that's an interesting question. So basically, a family member, this was posted on Reddit. Reddit has a segment called Wedding Shaming. They have a forum there.
They
so
have
people,
the best.
Yeah, it's Reddit's
love Reddit.
Amazing. Yeah. So anyway, they posted this. And basically, what the couple was trying to do was say, hey, look, we don't have a ton of money. We're having a smaller wedding 5 hours from where everybody lives. And we just wanted to let you know, in case you're curious, we're not inviting you because it's going to be tiny. We don't have that much
money. Yeah, because you guys are on our B list and you're not that close and we don't like you that much. I just find it's just so rude. How about if you don't get an invitation, you don't. And like, grow up.
So you don't think this helps actually like
ameliorate the jab of not getting an invitation?
I would feel a little bit better.
Excellent. You would?
It's different if it's a friend. If a family member who you're like, well, okay, do we need to plan for this or not? Are we going to this wedding or not? If they say, hey, I want to let you guys know, it's a tiny wedding.
Okay.
Not invited. We're just having these 20.
Well, right. What about here at work? Okay, right. So you're at work and you definitely want to invite me because we have the best time. We have so much fun.
Yeah,
but I don't see you every day. So you're going to send me that note? Because I'm going to tell you right now, don't send me the note. Please do not send me that note. Because that would flip me out. Because I'm immediately going, oh, it's just better not to get a note.
Is it possible that it's done just to say, hey, this way you can still give us a gift? Is that really what this is? Is it really
monetary gifts accepted? I mean, I've had that. I've gotten that.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're only accepting monetary gifts or whatever.
Well, about this? What if you were invited, but they also say everyone has a role to help in the setup? meaning you have to like help set up the
what?
The reception.
I am not going to that wedding. I mean, it costs money to go to weddings.
Yeah, it costs money to throw a wedding.
Are you kidding
what,
you me?
Can't help put on some plates?
Are you serious? No, this stuff is just, there's a reason that Emily Post wrote the Book of Etiquette. People should read it and go buy it.
Money is not for everyone. Not everyone is living in cash where they can just like have $80 plates for everybody. If they can add and invite several more tables of people, but it means you have to clear your own plate, you ain't going. You're not going to help put
Wait,
up flowers.
Wait, are you arguing that this is a reasonable thing? It's not family dinner on Sunday night. It's a wedding. Shouldn't it be somewhat nice? Like I got to sit and rest at the wedding. I got to make dinner every night for the kids and clean up. I'm not happy with this modern stuff.
I'm a little surprised that you're that hardcore.
Dare you? It's an outrage.
Well, then I hope your cousin doesn't invite you and you don't even know whether or not you're invited.
Oh, believe me, I hope I'm not invited too.